Well, howdy guys, I told you I was chatty today. Maybe with a bit of luck I'll say something meaningful. Don't hold your breath. So why is it Femons do not want to take responsibility or accountability for the things they say and do that cause problems? Well, if you look at history, they've never really had to. They usually always try to blame it on somebody else, usually a male, and try and pretend it never happened. They can go into court and lie, but not be charged with perjury. Amber Turd comes to mind. They can falsely accuse somebody of sexual assault. This person may spend time in jail, a male, of course, and still they're not charged. They can knowingly commit paternity fraud for years, and when it's found out, usually by accident, she will face no consequences at all. So society itself and the laws are helping Femons avoid responsibilities. If they are actually charged with something in a court system, they basically broken the law, you will more often than not see in the headline, spared jail. And if they rarely do get a jail sentence, it's just a token sentence. And you don't hear any of the Femons harping on about equality there, do you? No, it's pretty obvious they only want to cherry-pick equality. They only want to play the strong, empowered Femon when it's advantageous for them. And, of course, they deploy another tactic, which isn't as successful as it used to be, turning on the tears. Of course, this is supposed to bring out the protective instinct of the male, to create sympathy. But they've used that one so much that males have become wise to it and realize it's just crocodile tears. But the voices are getting louder and louder from males. They want Femons to start taking responsibility and accountability, just like males do every single day. But it's got a long way to go. How many times have you ever heard a Femon say she's sorry and actually mean it? More and more males are getting tired of the double standards, because it's so damn obvious. And we don't hear a peep from the females about it, do we? A male teacher goes with an underage student, a female. Sexual contact has taken place. It's a very serious crime, and the law courts will come down hard on him. It's not only against the law, he's broken trust as well. A Femon teacher does exactly the same thing, only with an underage male student. It's almost a misdemeanor. In fact, she's actually a celebrity. A male cheats on his wife. He's a disgusting, vile human being and should be tarred and feathered and run out of town. If a female cheats on her husband, it's because he wasn't paying enough attention to her. If it wasn't real, it'd be a joke, wouldn't it? Not only the laws must change, society must change too. Males are getting tired of having to pay the price when a female screws up. Men are fed up with being used by society and females in general. They've had enough, and who can blame them? They're not only walking away from females, they're walking away from society that treats them like an scapegoat. And society is suffering, because whether they like it or not, males are the ones that keep the lights on. Females just talk about keeping the lights on. And for some reason, it's openly awkward to talk about this unfairness. But if you agree with anything I've said here, just put a like. I'll get the message. Take it easy.